At the 2013 National Farm Machinery Show, I am visiting with Bob Hooten, who is with FMC. And I know, Bob, you're a technical services manager there in Missouri, where I just moved back to my home state from in Florida. But we want to talk about authority, and I had an opportunity to meet the host, Jake Turner, of the Authority Minute, which is a kind of a little video program project at authorityminute.com. Let's talk about the product, though, that's kind of behind this whole thing, this thing we call Authority.
Yes, Authority has several, actually, herbicides. We have four Authority product lines right now. We have two more that we're going to launch. They have the basic background or backbone structure, which is the Authority molecule. Very strong on water hemp, Palmer amaranth, morning glories, lamb's quarter, and things that are people are having a problem with glyphosate. So what we do is we put that down pre. That saves you 6 to 8 bushels of soybeans from that early weed growth. And then that helps you manage your weed resistance.
It might be good to mention why this is so important to, get control of a weed problem before it really blossoms, so to speak, because I think when it comes to one of those, the Palmer amaranth, these things make a few seeds to make more.
Yes, Palmer amaranth, actually, there's a million seeds on a plant, so it only takes one plant to cover up your whole acres. The thing about it is folks in the South have a major problem already. And it's spreading north. Now, folks can ignore it in the north and then wait until they have a major problem. We're having to spend $20 to $25 an acre now to try to control this pest. If you would have done something early on and prevented it, then, you would keep the GMO technology alive for a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. So how does Authority play a role in a good management program for controlling this problem?
Well, first off, you have to decide which Authority product that you want to use. If you're in no-till, we have Authority First, Authority XL. Those are designed to take out your water hemp problems, but they're also designed to help with mare's tail. Mare's tail is also an issue. If you're in the north, we have the Authority Assist product line because you want to take out some little grasses to help that when that Roundup application comes out. And if you have ALS resistance or you have issues with some crop rotation, we have Authority MTZ, which has a more friendly and flexible rotational program. And then, like I said, we have two new Authority products. Stay tuned, because within a month we should have two new ones. One peg doesn't always fit the same hole, so we are building things as the customers need them.
And I think that just makes sense when you see things like regional differences in terms of either the variety of weeds that they're battling or maybe the intensity of kind of the outbreak, like you were talking from south to north.
That's right. I mean, I had a person come up to me a few years ago and said he had prickly side as an issue, which is commonly called tea weed. And I never thought that's a very weak weed, but if you take everything else out, Mother Nature's going to throw something at you. And up north is lamb's quarter. If you get into the eastern areas of Ohio, things like that, a lot of times ragweeds are an issue. So we have an offering that will help anybody. And as growers come to us and they have issues, then we will try to build you new offerings. We have one product, brand new product, Post, that will be coming out called Marvel for soybeans. And Marvel for soybeans is for those growers who want to take out a nice broad-spectrum group of broadleaf weeds that their glyphosate's going to miss.
Precision agriculture is a term. It's pretty broad, but I've seen a great growth in the kinds of equipment and applications and technology out on farms today. Is what you're doing with some of these products like Authority just kind of really tie in with a whole farm management program where they're really getting into a lot of this high-tech technology?
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of products that are coming forth to help out in weed resistance, insect resistance. One of the things that we have, bottom line, is you've got to grow a root system before you can grow the crop. And so you need the largest root system you can get. A lot of folks are putting technology on their planters where they can put in-furrow starter fertilizers. Once you grow that root system, you need to protect it. There's a lot of wireworms and grubs out there, whether it's on corn or soybeans. And this year we have Capture LFR labeled now on soybeans. It has shown proven performance in corn. Now the LFR stands for liquid fertilizer ready, stays nice and suspended in that fertilizer. So that's a great combination to try to get you over that 45, 50 bushel hump in soybeans or that 180 bushel bump in corn.
Yeah, I think we've learned and certainly heard of late that a healthy plant early makes for a much better yield on the other end.
Particularly as we try to start planting earlier and the soils are cool, you want a very, very healthy plant because we're trying to capture the moisture. What's the key for yields? Moisture. And we saw last year we had a drought. So if you could have gotten planted 2 weeks earlier and capitalized on some of that moisture, plus you want a root system that goes as deep and gets as much subsoil as possible. So these early plantings and this protection early on and that kickstart for those plants, we've gotten documentation from a lot of growers that show twice the heights of those plants early on, and they're very vigorous and very healthy, both in corn and soybeans.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Bob. I know you've probably done a few of these interviews today and talked with a lot of people out here on opening day at National Farm Machinery Show. Visiting with Bob Hooten here with FMC, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.